Okay, Rabosai, we are on today's daf is Brochas Daf Yud Dalid. We are on the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis at the two dots. So the Gemara said, or the Mishnah said, Uba Prokim Shoel. Let's just go back. So in between the Prokim, in between the Brochos and the Ayayim Shemoa and the Ahavta, etc. So the Gemara is that we had a Machogas to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir said, "Shol pnei hakavod u'meishiv, uva'emtza shol pnei hayira u'meishiv." And Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ba'emtza shol pnei hayira u'meishiv mipnei hakavod, uba'prokim shol pnei hakavod u'meishiv shalom lechol odom." So we had that machlokas in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, "Wait a second, meishiv machmas mai. What do you mean that you can respond? What can you respond to?" Meaning, because again, if what Rabbi Meir said that shol pnei hakavod u'meishiv, that you can ask. You know, say shalom, you can extend shalom aleichem to someone who you need to give honor to, and you can respond. Well, says the Gemara, meishiv machmas mai, ilei mishum kavod. If you're going to tell me that you can respond to someone who you need to give kavod to, so hashtam mishal shayil ahadur emibaya. You don't need to tell me that you can respond, because if you can interrupt on your own and go out of your way and interrupt and say shalom aleichem, so certainly if the guy leans over and says, hey, how are you? You're allowed to respond to him, right? You're not actively interrupting your own davening, right? If you are allowed to actively interrupt your own davening, you should probably be able to respond. Ella, rather, shalom pnei hakavod u'meishiv shalom lechol adam. Rather, it must be that you can ask, according to Rabbi Meir, that you can ask for kavod, but you can respond to anybody. So it must be that meishiv is lechol adam. Ema seifa, one second. Uve'emtza shalom pnei hayira u'meishiv. The Seifa says, and in the middle, you can ask shalom pnei hayira from someone who you're afraid of, umeshiv, and you can respond to him. Meshiv machmas mai. What can you respond to him? Because, I mean, which type of person can you respond to? Ilei pnei hayira, if you're telling me you're talking to someone who is afraid, hashta mishal shalala aduri mibaya. Same question. If you can ask, if you can go out of your way to actively interrupt your davening, so of course you can respond to someone who leans over and says, how are you? Elam pnei hakavod. Rather, it must be that you can even respond to someone. You can respond to someone who you need to give kavod for. So the Gemara says, but that's Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shina. Hainu de Rabbi Yehuda. That's not like the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer beemtza shalom pnei hayira umeishiv pnei hakavod ubeprokim shalom pnei hakavod umeishiv shalom lechol adam. So what's going on over here? The implication in the Mishnah doesn't make any sense. What is this umeishiv that is just thrown in there? So the Gemara says, really chisuri mechsara v'hachita katani. This is what the Mishnah is missing words. And really should be saying this. You don't need to tell me that he can even be meshiv. You can be shalom apnei hakavod, and certainly you can be meshiv. Right? Certainly you can respond to the people who you're allowed to initiate conversation with. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Bemsha shalom apnei hayira umeishiv pnei hakavod ubaprakim shalom apnei hakavod umeishiv shalom lechol adam." Okay, again, Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, one line down. Tani Nami Hachi, we also learned the following, the same idea in a braisa. Hakoreis shma upogo bo rabo ogodol mimenu. And if you're saying Kriyat Shema and your Rebbe comes, or someone who's greater than you comes, i.e. someone you need to give kavod to, so b'prakim shol apnei hakavod v'in tzorech lomar shu meishiv, certainly you can respond. V'ayemtza shol apnei hayira v'in tzorech lomar shu meishiv, and if it's someone who you are afraid of, even if you're in the middle of the paragraph, you're allowed to say shalom aleichem, and certainly you can respond. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir's shita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer beemtza shalom pnei hayira umeishiv mipnei hakavod ubaprakim shalom pnei hakavod umeishiv shalom lechol adam. Okay, so now we've clarified what the Mishnah meant when it said umeishiv and didn't really elaborate. Ba mine achi, I think it is, Tana de Bei Rabbi Chia mi Rabbi Chia. Echi was this Tana who taught Brisas in front of Rabbi Chia, so he asked Rabbi Chia the following question. Right, we just got through talking about Kriyat Shema, interrupting during Kriyat Shema. Behalel uva Megillah ma'u sheyafsik. What about Halel and Kriyas Megillah? Amrin and Kavachomer. Do we say Kavachomer from Kriyat Shema? Kriyat Shema d'oraisa posek. Right, certainly by Kriyat Shema, which is d'oraisa, if you could stop. Howl the Rabbanan Mibaya, you don't need to even ask me about Hallel because it's the Rabbanan. O Dilma, or maybe Pirsume Nisa Adif. No, this whole Indian of Pirsume Nisa is even greater. Hallel and Megillah are even greater than Kriyat Shema. So Amalais, he said to him, no, don't worry, Posek Vein Bechach, 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 Vein Bechach, Klum. Right? You can interrupt Hallel and Kriyas HaMegillah, and there is nothing to worry about. Amar Rabba. Rabba says, Yamim Shayachid Gomer Behenes HaHallel. Right? On the days when you finish the Hallel, right, when we add two extra paragraphs, right? So not Rosh Chodesh or Hanukkah, but on Hanukkah we do say the whole Hallel, or not Rosh Chodesh and the second days of Pesach, but let's say Sukkot, etc., on Simchas Torah, etc. So Bein Perek LePerek Posek BaEmtza HaPerek. Bein Perek LePerek Posek. Between the Prokim you can stop. BaEmtza HaPerek, in the middle of the Perek, in the middle of whatever paragraph you're in the middle of. Eino posik, you're not allowed to stop in between whatever paragraph you're in the middle of in Hallel. V'yamim she'ein ha'yachid gomer behenes ha'Hallel, on days like Rosh Chodesh where you don't actually finish the entire Hallel, afilu be'emtza perek posik, even in the middle of any of the prokim, you're allowed to interrupt yourself and stop. Eini, is this really true? V'ha'rav barsheva barshiba ikol agabed ravina, but Rav barshiba came to Ravina, v'yamim she'ein ha'yachid gomer sa'Hallel hava, and it was Rosh Chodesh or whatever, one of those days where you don't finish the Hallel, for lo posiklei, and Ravina didn't stop for him. So apparently, you see that you can't stop. So Gemara says, no, Shani Rav Bar Shiva, Shalo Choshev Alea de Ravina. No, Ravina didn't think he needed to give the guy kavod. He didn't think that Rav Bar Shiva was worthy, was we said, poskim b'pnei kavod, so apparently Ravina felt that he didn't need to give Rav Bar Shiva any kavod, and that's not a raya whatsoever. Okay. Bo Rine Ashyan Tana de Rabbi Ami Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami. Same idea, that we had a Tana who used to teach in front of Rabbi Ami. He asked Rabbi Ami the following question. Hasharuli batainis ma'u sheyitom. Let's say you're fasting. Are you allowed to taste the food that you're making for the break fast? Achilu shtia kibal alea v'haleka. Right? What's the inyan of tainis? Is it that he accepted upon himself not to eat or drink, and tasting doesn't count? V'haleka, right? That's not considered eating or drinking. Odilma hana kabel alea v'haika. Or maybe the whole ending of a tinus is not to have hana from food, and when you taste, so certainly you are getting hana from the food. So amalei toim vein b'kachlum. Yes, you can taste the dish on a tinus, and you have nothing to worry about. Tainin amihachi. We also learned that abraisa metaamas eino touna bracha. If you or mitaemes, maybe anybody who tastes food does not require a bracha. Vashori b'tainis toim vein b'kachlum. And someone who's fasting can taste, and there's nothing to worry about. Ad kama, well, how much can you taste? You can't just start tasting the whole thing. Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Tami, Ad Shir Reviosa. You have until a Revius. Okay. Amar Rav. Rav says, Kolanosi shalom l'chaveru kodim shi'is paral ki'ilu aso bama. Anybody who says Shalom Aleichem to his friend before he davens is as if he made him a bama. A bama was an altar, a private altar that people used to have during the back in the day. And they were outlawed during the times of Beis HaMikdash. So the imagery here is, it's as if you have the Beis HaMikdash, but you go to an altar, a private altar. Right? And that's inappropriate. Right? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Chadlu lachem min ha'adam asher neshama be'apo ki bameh nechshavu. Al tikri bameh ela bama. Right, if you go to the drasha of the pasuk is if you go to a person, it's as if you're making him into a bama, meaning it's inappropriate to say shalom to someone before you say shalom to a kodesh baruch hu kivyachol. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel says no, you don't even need to change the drasha, right? You don't even need to change the vowels in the pasuk, right? It said ki bameh nechshavu. What is he considered, right? Bameh chashav tolazev v'lo le'aloka. Right, what have you done to go b'machshiv this person instead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Okay. Masiv Rav Sheshes asked the following question. But Prakim Shol Pnei HaKavod Umeshiv. Right, we said that in between the Prakim in Kriya Shema, you're allowed to ask Pnei HaKavod and respond. Targum Rabbi Abba b'mashkim l'pescho. Oh, sorry, my bad. So the Kasha is from our Mishnah that, wait a second. You're allowed to interrupt for someone who has kavod. So if you're allowed to interrupt Kriya Shema for someone who has kavod, so apparently why shouldn't you be able to, right, in the middle of Kabbalah's Olam HaShemayim, right, in the middle of Kriya Shema, why shouldn't you be able to get up and say Shalom Aleichem to someone, right, right before davening? Right, Rashi points out that Kriya Shema is before tefillah. Right, Kriya Shema is before tefillah. That's the whole Somach Gula tefillah, right? We everybody, you all know that we say Kriya Shema before Shema Nesrei. So if you're allowed to interrupt Kriya Shema to say Shalom Aleichem to someone, obviously you should be able to say hi to someone before you go and daven. So Targum Rabbi Abba. So Rabbi Abba explained, no. What's the isser of going to say Shalom Aleichem to someone before you go daven? B'mashkim lepescho. That is, if you get up and you go to his door, you knock on the door, you say Shalom Aleichem, hey, how are you? You start a whole conversation, etc. That's already not appropriate. But Rashi explains, but if you just meet somebody and you happen to meet someone, then shoal, then you're allowed to speak to them and say Shalom Aleichem, how are you? And there's no issue of greeting a person before you greet a Hash Baruch Hu. Yes, Huda? What do you need? Weiter. I have the 5-year-old here on my lap. You're listening to the shiur? Do you need something? Or can I go further? Okay. Yala. Weiter. Amar Rav Yidi bar Avin, Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Ashion. Also, lo la'odam lasos chafotzav kodam shispalo. A person is not allowed to take care of his affairs, to take care of what he needs to do before he davens. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Tzedek lefanav yaloch v'yasim l'derech pa'amav. V'amar Rav Yidi bar Avin, Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Ashion, kol mispalo v'achol kach yotzei l'derech. Let's say you don't do that, meaning and you daven and then you go out to do what you got to do. Hakadosh Baruch Hu also lo chafotzav. Hakadosh Baruch Hu takes care of everything for you. Shenemar tzedek lefanav yaloch v'yasim l'derech pa'amav. Amar Rabbi Yona, Amar Rabbi Zera. Kol halan shivas yomim b'lo cholom nikra ro. Anybody who sleeps 7 days and doesn't have a dream is called bad. Apparently that's bad. As the Pasuk says, v'saveh yalin b'al yivkod b'al yipaked ra. Al tikri saveh ela sheva. Right? If someone sleeps for 7 days, right, without a dream, so not so great. Right, it's as if Kilu, almost as if Rashi says, as if a Kodesh Baruch Hu is not Mashkiach. It doesn't take care of things in your life. Doesn't care about you. Chas v'shalom. It's not true, obviously, but it's considered a bad omen. Amar Rav Acha Breider Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Hachi Amar Rabbi Chia Amar Yochanan Kol Hamasbiya Atzmo B'Divrei Torah V'Lan. Right, they darshan out the pasuk a little bit differently. Anybody who satiates himself with Divrei Torah and then he goes to sleep. He doesn't get bad news. Okay. The Mishnah had listed what is considered between the prakim for kriyashma. So I'm Rabbi Avo, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, halacha Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Bein Elokechem laemes laemes viatziv lo yafsik. Right, we had said at the end that according to Rabbi Yehuda, between Vayomer and Hashem Elokeichem Emes V'yatziv, that's not considered between the prakim, then you should say that straight. And the halacha is like that you should say it continuously. You should not have a break in between. Am Rabbi Avel, Am Rabbi Yochanan, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason? The pasuk says, Amud Beis, Hashem Elokeichem Emes. It's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, right? Apparently Rashi writes, Lakach in mafsikin bein ani Hashem Elokeichem le'emes. Right? Those three words have to go together. Chozer ve'omer emes o eno chozer ve'omer emes. Do you go back and say emes again? When you say emes v'yatziv, or you just go straight into v'yatziv? So Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, chozer ve'omer emes. Rabba omer, eno chozer ve'omer emes. Right, Rabba and Rabbi Yochanan have machlokas. The way we paskin, I believe, is that we don't, the minig is not to say emes again. At least for Ashkenazim. Sfardim might, I'm not sure. There was somebody who was davening in front of Rabba and Shame Rabba the Amar Emes Emes Trey Zimni, and Rabba heard that he said Emes twice. Amar Rabba call Emes Emes Tafse Lahai. Right? Apparently, this guy got grabbed by the Emeses, meaning it was inappropriate for him to say Emes twice. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said Kamamalia Hashmaitza. Check out how great this Dvar Torah is. Dichi Aser Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar. Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda said Amri Bamarava Arvis. In Marava, in Eretz Yisrael, what is there? Ma'ariv, they say during Ma'ariv, Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'amartal lehem, ani Hashem Elokeichem emes. Meaning they don't say the entire parsha of Vayomer, they don't say the entire third parsha of Tzitzis, but they just say that last line over there. Amar le Abaye, Abaye said, wait a second, Ma'imal Yusa, why is that so great? V'amar Rav Kahana Marav, Rav Kahana Marav said, lo yachil, you shouldn't start Vayomer, but v'im hitzchil gomer. Right, there's a whole discussion whether you need to say Vayomer at night, because again, Tzitzis is not put on at night. So the question is, do you even need to mention the parasha of Tzitzis when you're davening Ma'ariv? So Rav said Lo Yadchil Vim Hitchil Gomer, but wait a second, you shouldn't really start saying Vayomer etc. about parasha Tzitzis, but if you do start, you need to finish. So what's this jumping to the end and just saying Daber Bnei Yisrael Ma'atalehem? How could you skip most of it? Maybe you'll tell me that Amarta Alehem is not considered beginning the parsha, therefore you don't need to finish it. If you get to Amarta Alehem, so you know, then you have to finish the entire paragraph. So how does that work? How could they actually skip to the end? Amarav Papa Kasavri B'Marava V'Amarta Alehem Nami Lo Havi Aschala. No. What are they in Eretz Yisrael? They hold that once you get up to V'Amarta Alehem, right? Again, what do we say, right? V'Amarta Alehem V'Asu Lehem Tzitzis, and we go weiter through the rest of the paragraph. That statement over there above, right, of Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, said that you say V'Amarta Alehem and then you skip Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So in Eretz Yisrael, they held that once you get up to V'Amarta Alehem, that's not actually considered beginning the parsha, right? While in Bavel they held that if you get up to V'Amarta Alehem, you have to finish the whole thing. In Eretz Yisrael, they held that you don't. Right? Ad de'omer v'asu lehem tzitzis. In Eretz Yisrael, they held that you have to start, once you start mentioning tzitzis, then you have to finish the parak. But if you say V'Amarta Alehem, then you skip to the end, that's okay. Okay. And technically, therefore, they never actually start the paragraph, halachically, and they don't actually have to finish it. Okay. Amar Abaye said, Hilkach, anan aschule maschulinan de kamitchal b'ma'arava v'kemet aschulinan mikmar nami gamrinan. So too, we will also finish. Now, Amar Amarav l'yadchil, you shouldn't start, but v'yemitchil gomer, right? If you do begin, you should finish the entire thing, and therefore, that's why Abaye said, right, we begin the parsha and we finish it. Okay. Chia Barav says, Amar Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Tzarech Lomar Emes. Right, if you say the words Hashem Ani Hashem Elokeichem, you need to finish with Emes. Lo Amar Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Inu Tzarech Lomar Emes. Right, if you don't, so then you don't need to say Emes. So you don't need to say that. Right, again, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Hashem Tzitzis, Hashem Tzitzis, Hashem Tzitzis, Hashem Tzitzis, Hashem Tzitzis, Hashem Tzitzis, Hashem Tzitzis. So if you say that and pasuk, you need to say emes, and if you don't, you don't. So Gemara says, wait a second. How could you not mention that pasuk? Habay lad kure yitzias mitzrayim. You need to mention yitzias mitzrayim balelos. So how do you skip the last pasuk over there, right? And how is there a possibility that you will not say ani Hashem Elokeichem? You need to mention yitzias mitzrayim at night. Damar hachi. So the Gemara answers, no. This is what they say afterwards. Modim anachnu lach. Right, part of V'yatziv is the following phrase: Madim anachnu lach Hashem Elokeinu shatzisanu me'aretz Mitzrayim uvnisanu me'beis avadim v'asisa lanu nisim gvurus al hayam v'sharnu lecha. Right, that's part of the third bracha, part of the bracha that you say, you know, V'yatziv, or I guess V'emuna at this point, because you're talking about nighttime. So that was, we don't have that, but I don't think we have that, or maybe we have a variation of that. I'm not sure. I don't believe we say something that's like that. At least not in my sitter. But okay. Anyway, so but they had the minhag of mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim after Kriya Shema, so therefore they were able to skip the last pasuk and still mention Yitzias Mitzrayim by Leilos. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Lama Kadma Parsa Shema, right? Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha gave this whole explanation for the order of Kriya Shema. Right? If you flip that back to the Mishnah, you give an Amar Aleph. He had said, why do we have Kriya Shema before, why do we have Shema before Vayavim Shemoa? Kedei Shikabel Olav Omochu Shamayim Tchila. So that you should be Mekabel upon yourself Omochu Shamayim before all mitzvos. And why do you have Vayavim Shemoa before Vayomer? Because Vayavim Shemoa is Noeg Ben Vayom Ben Valayla, and Vayomer, Parshas Tzitzis, is only Noeg during the daytime. Okay, so the Gemara says, Tanya, if you flip back to Yudalat Mabez, Tanya Rishima by Yochai Omer, it makes sense that you should say the parsha of Shema and Ve'ahavta, etc., before Vayayim Shemoa. Shezel Ulmod Vezel Alamed. Because the mitzvah, when we talk about in Ve'ahavta, we talk about learning Torah, and in Vayayim Shemoa, we talk about teaching Torah. Vayayim Shemoa Ve'le Vayomer, we should say Vayayim Shemoa before Vayomer. Shezel Ulmod Vezel Asos. Because Vayayim Shemoa is to learn. They changed the Masoret Shas, changes it to Lelamed, as we said before. Vayayim Shemoa is to teach, and Vayomer talks about doing, right, doing the mitzvah of tzitzis. So Gemara says, wait a second. Atu Shema Lilmod What, you're telling me Shema and Ve'ahavta, that's only to learn Torah? Ispe lolame velasos. Lespe. Sorry, my bad. Atu Shema lilmod ispe lolame velasos. Lespe. Right, you're telling me that the first parsha of Shema does not have the inyanim of teaching and doing mitzvos? The pasuk says, "Vishinantem ukshartem uksavtem." Right, vishinantem levanacha. Right, that's teaching. That's lamed ukshartem uksavtem. Right, putting on tefillin. That's asiyas mitzvos. Vesu. And another question: Vayam shemo lo lamed hu deispe v'lasos lespe. Wait, you don't have asiyas mitzvos mentioned in the second paragraph? And vayam shemo. Right, what are you talking about? Vaksiv ukshartem uksavtem. It says that again. It says that you have to put on tefillin. You have to write tefillin, etc. But those, that's asiyas mitzvos. So what do you mean that this whole breakdown of first learning and then teaching and then doing mitzvos doesn't make sense? All these three concepts are mentioned earlier. Ela hachikama. Really, rather, this is the logic that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said. Bedin hu, it makes sense. Shetakdem shema levahayim shamoa. You should really say shema before vahayim shamoa. Why? Shezel lilmod ulalamed velasos. Because shema has all three in yonet. Vayom Shemoa, Levayomer, and you should say Vayom Shemoa before Vayomer, because Shizei Yishba Lelame Velasos, because the second one has two aspects, to teach and to do the mitzvos, and Vayomer Inba Ela Lasos Bilvad, and Vayomer is only talking about Asiyas HaMitzvos. Okay, so that's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's logic. Gemara says, V'tebe Gleim with Rabbi Shimon Ben Karcha. So what was wrong with Rabbi Shimon Ben Karcha's logic? Right? So why? He was talking about, Vayomer only twice during the day, and Omach Hashemayim, and all mitzvos, so why was that insufficient? So the Gemara answers, you're right, Chadav Od Kamar, it's just adding on. It's this plus this. Chada, on one hand, right, Kadeshi Yikabal Olav Omach Hashemayim Tchila, Ve'achar Kach Yikabal Olav all mitzvos, right, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Karcha's logic is sound. Ve'od, and so too, and also, Mishum Dispe Kol Hanimili, because of all of these things that we mentioned above, right? The lomod lamed levalasos, etc., etc. Okay, so therefore the order of Kriya Shema makes sense. Rav Moshe Yodei v'kora Kriya Shema v'anach tefillin. Rav, when he got up in the morning, he washed his hands, he said Kriya Shema and put on tefillin utzoli, or in the Bach changed it to, I assume, matzli, umatzli, and he davened. Okay, not that he roasted, and he davened. Veichi Avid Hachi, Gemara says, how could he do this? Ve'atani with under the brisa, hachofer koch lames or kovech lames bakever. Back in the day, they used to have these like crypts, and they used to dig kvarim into the wall. So someone who is digging like a crypt in a crypt for a mace, he's digging like to make a grave, right? If you can imagine, a morgue. Yeah, they had these horizontal kind of places to slide in the coffins. So if you're digging one of those in a crypt, so potter mi kriya shma umin atzvila umin atzvilin. He's potter from kriya shma, tzvila, and tzvilin. I assume osik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. Didn't actually check. Yeah, Rashi says the osik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. Good. Fine. When we call mitzvahs amuras b'torah, he's also potter in all of the mitzvahs in the Torah. Let's say he gives shema kriya shema. Let's say it comes time. Let's say he's digging in the morning, or I guess towards the evening, right? And it's come time to say kriya shema. Ola, he gets out. He goes out of the crypt. Veno tel yodav, and he washes his hands. And when he achtfilin, okay, so it's talking about the morning, right? He go. Let's say the sun comes up. So ola, he comes out of the crypt. Veno tel yodav, he washes his hands. And when he achtfilin, and he puts on tefillin. Vekorei kriya shema, he says kriya shema umispalo. Right, and he davens. So already you're going to see, the Gemara is going to get to it in a second, but the order is reversed. Right? Rav said Kriya Shema and then put on tefillin, and here they're telling the gravedigger to put on tefillin and then say Kriya Shema. But before we get to that, the Gemara says, wait a second. Hagufa Kasha, that whole brisa is a question in and of itself. Reisha Amar Pater V'Seifa Chayev. In the beginning you tell me that the gravedigger is Pater from all mitzvos. Then you tell me once the Zaman Kriya Shema comes, so then he has to go out, stop what he's doing, and then say Kriya Shema. So what's going on? So Gemara says, "Halo Kasha, Seifa betray v'Reisha b'chad." So the Seifa, where he's Chayev, that's when there are two of them. That's a two-man job. So one guy can continue digging, and the other guy can go up and say Kriya Shema. But in the first case is where you're by yourself, and you're doing the mitzvah of digging a grave, so then you are potter from Kriya Shema. But anyway, Mimanav Shach, Mikol Makom, Kasha l'Rav. This brisa is a problem for Rav, because Rav said Kriya Shema first and then put on tefillin afterwards. This brisa said you should say Kriya Shema with your tefillin on already. So Gemara says, Rav ker Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha svirale. No, Rav held like Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha, the Omer Omachu Shemayim Tchila ve'achar kach Ol Mitzvos. He held like this svara that you should be Mekabel Omachu Shemayim first and then Ol Mitzvos, and therefore he did the Tefillin after Kriyashma, because Tefillin is a Mitzvah and Kriyashma is Omachu Shemayim. Emer Damar Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha lahaktim Kriya lekriya. Wait a second. Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha only said his logic when you're talking about two different things that you need to read. So you might as well read the one that talks about Ol Malchus Shemayim before Ol Mitzvos. But Kriyali Asiya Mishmiasle, how do you know that he would say that you should read before you should do a mitzvah? Vesu, and also, Mika Savar later, Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha. Does Rav really hold like Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha? V'amar Rabbi Rav Chiya bar Ashi. Rav Chiya bar Ashi said, Zindin Sagin Hava Kamina Kamei de Rav, I was many times in front of Rav, Umakdim, and he got up, Umashi Yode, and he washed his hands, Umuvarech, and he would say Berachas HaTorah, Umasni Lan Pirkin, and he would give a shir, Umonach Tefillin, and he'd put on Tefillin, the other Kari Kriyashma, and then he would say Kriyashma. So what do you mean? So how could you tell me that he, put on, said Kriyashma, and then put on Tefillin? V'chitema b'delo matas man Kriyashma, if you're telling me that that's before Kriyashma came, meaning that he did all of that, and then when Zman Kriyashma came, he said Kriyashma, and came Ma'ashadte to Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi. Right? If it was only before the Zman Kriyashma that he did all this, and then he said Kriyashma, so what do you need the testimony of Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi? Obviously, right? If he gets up at 4 in the morning and he's saying the Shir, right, and it's not time to say Kriyashma, so why would he tell me all this, right? There's no point in his testimony. Obviously, it's not time for Kriyashma yet. So he says, no, the Eidus was Lafuke Miman de Amar Lemishna in Tzarech Levarek. The whole point of Rav Chiya bar Ashi's Eidus, right, his telling the story over, was to say that you need to say Berachas HaTorah before you learn Mishnah, before you're Mishana, before you teach Torah. Right, because we had a whole discussion. What do you need to say Berachas Kriyashma before? Berachas HaTorah for. So for Mikra, for Midrash, for Mishnah. Right, we had that a little bit earlier. So Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi was coming to say that the psak is that you need to say Berachas HaTorah even for Mishnah. Okay, so if that's not relevant, meaning if that was a case where the Zman Kriyashma had not hit yet, so we still have a stira between the story of Rav and the Braisa, right? What do you do first? Do you put on Tefillin first or do you say Kriyashma first? Mikol Makom Kasha L'Rav, right? We still have that question on Rav. So the Gemara says, no, that story over there where Rav put on Tefillin afterwards, Shlucha Hada Avis. The Shliach, the messenger which was bringing Rav his Tefillin, he was late. He had messed up, he missed the bus, whatever it was. Rav didn't have his Tefillin yet. So, and he was going to miss Zman Kriyashma. So he said Kriyashma, and then afterwards, when the Shliach brought him his Tefillin, so then he put on Tefillin. Okay, Rabosei, have a tremendous, tremendous Shabbos. Shkoyach Gadol, and be in touch.